Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
And how's your new year starting for you, Liz? How the hell is it starting for you?
Happy first episode.
Well, it was nice having you as a client. It really was. I really enjoyed my time with you and Serena and the dog and everything else. Jesus. Anyways, okay, tax credit. So I walk in. My listeners walk in, and they say, Serena Cathorn is gold. Michaela, help us. We want to get more tax credits. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? What's the magic?
All I have to do is just estimate. We have to, figure out your income.
Figure out my income. For this, for 2026,
yes.
You estimate it what it's going to be for this
year. Yes, and I know a lot of people have a hard time figuring that out.
Yes.
Some people are self-employed.
Yeah.
Farmers. People that receive rental
people.
And royalties.
Yeah.
Yeah, people that work off of commission.
Yeah.
You don't know definitively what your income is going to be,
mm-hmm.
right? You have to come up with some kind of estimate. Go based off of an average for the last 6 to 12 months of what you've been getting.
All right. So okay. What if the estimate's way off? Will the feds arrest me? Will the IRS come after me? Will I get in trouble?
So if you do make more than what you reported in your application, you will have to owe back to the IRS when you go and file for that year.
Well, yeah, that would be fair. But
right.
Is there a penalty on top of that? Or
no. No, oh. You just owe back the difference in tax credit that you should have been eligible for.
Oh, well, then I'll say I'm not going to earn anything this year. If there's no interest or penalty, then...
If you say that you're not making anything,
yeah.
They're going to kick you straight down to Medicaid.
Oh, well, is that good or bad?
At this point, I don't know. If you're eligible for it, it's a great thing.
Okay, which means you have no money, you're impoverished, or you're from Somalia, and you own a daycare center. All right, fair enough. So, but anybody can come in mm-hmm. and get information. What percentage? Okay, here's a better question. What percentage of the people who come in aren't getting their full tax credits?
Now, I'm going to say a good 30% of people
really
are losing their tax credits for next year, just
based off of all the people that
I've been meeting with.
But they could get them.
Mm-hmm. It just depends on what your income is.
All right. Let me rephrase the question. When people come in and say, got some tax credits, but you find out it's not enough, they could
mm-hmm.
get more.
Yes.
Would it be 10% of the people who come in, you find out that they could be getting more, 20% of the people?
I'm going to say a good 20%, if not 50% of people.
That many?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very important to get into your application and update it. Because if you just let it roll over, you just let it auto-renew into the next year,
The
marketplace is going to give you whatever tax credit they want to, basically.
Right. You have no control over that.
Exactly.
You're not, no input. That 20% to 50, up to 50%
half
the people who come in?
Yeah.
This is an astonishing...
Even if there's no changes in your income from year to year.
Well, then why would there be such a change in the tax enhancements, tax credits?
This is the government. The marketplace decides.
This is amazing
what
news.
Those limits are going to be.
All right. So for my listeners, and I don't want to overstate this, but it is reasonable to assume that anywhere from 20% to 50% of my listeners mm-hmm. on Big Willie 105.5 and the Facebook page and everyone, up to 50% maybe could be getting more in the way of tax credits. If they sat down with you...
Mm-hmm. And we just simply updated your application.
What is that going to cost me?
Nothing. Our services cost you nothing at all.
But you have to be a client, though, in order for you to do that, right?
Nope. Anybody can come in. Just call, set an appointment, sit down with me. It doesn't matter if we've met before or not. If you are on the marketplace... You did not have somebody or you did not yourself update your application for 2026. We can go in there together. I can't do it without you, but we can go into your application before January 15th, resubmit your application, and more likely than not, you will receive more tax credit starting February 1st.
At no charge.
Correct.
And you do not even have to be a client of Serena Heckathorn mm-hmm. Health Markets Insurance Agency.
Nope.
No charge. You do this free for anyone.
Everybody.
It sounds too good to be true. I'm not joking. I mean, I literally am not joking. This sounds too good to be true. What's the catch? Is there any catch?
No catch at all. That's what we're here for. That is what we're here for, is to help the people with their health insurance.
My God. That's wonderful. I mean, seriously, that is actually wonderful. Okay, you can't afford marketplace prices. A lot of people can't now. Other options, and that's taking me out of marketplace, mm-hmm. which is essentially Obamacare.
Correct.
Have lower insurance, less coverage, but if I don't need as much coverage,
right.
then I can actually save a great deal of money. You can
Absolutely.
Do that as well.
Absolutely.
And again, you don't have to be a client for health markets, for insurance. Anybody can walk in off the street or make an appointment.
Absolutely.
And you will do that, and that's also free.
For sure.
When I say Serena Heckathorn is gold, I'm not joking. I am not. And you do this in person. This is flesh
yes.
and blood sitting down. This is not talking to some call center in the Philippines.
Right. I live right in Bridgeport.
You have an amazing story. Honestly, you do.
You.
Medicare Advantage plan, help you find something else. Your coverage not meet your needs. Okay. So that's pretty much the same that we've been talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you say here, if you're worried about out-of-pocket with your plans, co-pays, deductibles, we can help protect you from that. Now, what does that mean, like co-pays? What do you do with co-pays?
So a co-pay is a fixed set rate that you're going to pay for any service. Just for example, you might have, if you have to pay $25 when you go see your doctor, that's a co-pay, fixed rate. A lot of people that are on Medicare Advantage plans, they have co-pays. So it might be, you know, instead of paying thousands of dollars for a CAT scan on a traditional health insurance like the marketplace, maybe it'll be $150 copay.
Wait a minute.
Fixed rate.
Wait a minute. Marketplace is Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
How much for a scan?
If you have to have a CAT scan,
yeah.
you're going to pay whatever they charge towards your deductible and then pay a percentage of that CAT scan towards your max out-of-pocket. It's kind of like climbing a ladder, okay?
Yeah.
So you're responsible 100% of everything you do until you reach your deductible. The deductible is just a halfway point. That's when the insurance company will kick in and pay your percentage, whether it's 80-20, 70-30, 50-50, whatever it is. You'll pay that percentage until you reach your max out-of-pocket.
All right.
Okay. So that percentage, that's called a co-insurance.
Okay? Co-insurance.
Co-insurance is a percentage.
Uh-huh.
A copay is a fixed rate. No more, no less. Always okay. the same amount.
All right.
Okay. So we do have a lot of plans out there to kind of match up with your individual plan, and we build it specifically for you. Anyways, what these additional plans are going to do.
We're getting noise again. We're getting music. I think we're going to a break. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Make a note. Make a note to yourself
okay.
about that. I guess you need paper for that, don't you?
Yeah.
hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stay on top of this thing in spite of everything that... Okay, make a note of that because I think we're going to a break here and I think we're getting caught up with all the technical wizardry that there is. All right, stay tuned.